August 27. Ask that your joy may be full. John 16:24. Every word spoken by the Lord was full of grace and truth and of deep spiritual meaning. There have been many great teachers who spoke wonderful things, but the words of the Lord Jesus are unique. They can never be forgotten. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ have been written and explained in many books by great writers, but they have not yet exhausted their meaning. According to God's word in Ephesians 3:20, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. For instance, a sinner may come trembling to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Lord, forgive me. I am sorry for my sins." And the Lord says, "My child, I will not only forgive your sins, I will give you my whole kingdom. Whatever you need, you ask and receive from my hands." Our difficulty is we do not know how to ask. Even the disciples of the Lord did not know, though they had been with him for 3 years. The Lord said to them, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." John 16:24. They had been thinking that they had asked many things from him. Once they had returned so happy, bubbling with joy, saying to him, "See what we have been able to do in thy name." Even then the Lord said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." In other words, they had been asking only for things which could not make their joy full. So our Lord was saying, "Ask now and learn to go on asking." We also need to learn the same lesson. We do not know how to ask God. When we do learn to ask, our lives will give us more than we can ask or think or imagine.